Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, a sent one of the anointed one, Jesus, through the will of God, to those set apart for God who are at Ephesus, even the faithful in the anointed one, Jesus. May you have grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus, the anointed one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the anointed one, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in the Anointed One. For through His love, He chose us to be in Him before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy and without defect before Him. He has predetermined that we would be placed as His mature sons through Jesus the Anointed One, according to the good pleasure of His will, resulting in a celebration of the glory of His grace, which He granted to us in the Beloved. It is in Him that we have our release by ransom through His blood, even the release from bondage to our sins, according to the liberality of His grace, which He lavished upon us. Now He is making known to us the mystery of His will, which He planned in Himself with all wisdom and intelligence in order to satisfy His greatest desires. His plan is this: by the careful management of events through the passage of time until the end, to rejoin together everything under the headship of the Anointed One Himself, both the things in the heavens and the things on the earth. It is in Him also that we were chosen to be His inheritance, having been selected for this privilege beforehand according to His purpose, who does everything according to the counsel of His own will. As a result, we who first hoped in the Anointed One serve for the exalting of His glory. This exalting also includes you, who, having heard the word of the truth, the good news of your salvation, believed into Him and were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of the inheritance until God takes full possession of what He purchased to be His own, resulting in the exalting of His glory. For this reason, I also, having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and the love which you show toward all those set apart for God, do not cease to give thanks for you, mentioning you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, the Father of glory, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation through fully and correctly knowing Him personally. I pray that you would have the eyes of your heart enlightened, so that you would understand the hope to which He calls us, the riches of the glory of His inheritance in those separated to Himself, and the exceeding greatness of His power in us who are believing. It was the operation of the strength of His power which He wielded in the Anointed One when He raised Him from the dead and made Him sit in the place of supreme honor and authority in the heavenly places. Now He is far above all rule, authority, power, dominion, and every name which is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. All things have been subjected under His feet, and it has been granted to Him to be head over all things to the gathering of the called out ones, which is His body, the full measure of the One who fills all in all. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.